7-Eleven's running Dutch and Dutch with them. Because 7-Eleven, at least quick shop or quick pick up or stop and go or come and go or sit and chit chat and go or whatever the case may be. They charge you an arm and a leg also. Uh-huh. Because the same principle applies with them. Okay, they stay open till 11 o'clock. All right? Doggone it, the store's closed. I need this, I need that. The little pink and nitty 7-Eleven store right there on Cass. Every night you go, it's jam-packed with people. They want milk because the baby's crying, the baby needs milk. So you charge an arm and a leg for it. Okay? Like me, I have these nicotine fit. Uh-huh. If I don't have a cigarette, I go in and get me a pack of cigarettes. All right? And that's the cheapest thing to get is cigarettes. And that's the worst thing to give you cancer and a kid. All right? Beer, $2 and some odd cents for 6-pack. All right? Candy bars, 15. Plus 2 cents tax. Donuts. They're everything like that you need. And they charge you an arm and a leg.
Yeah. It's like up in the where I'm staying, you know, up on Fowler. The machines up there, you know, for cigarettes are 70 cents for a pack of cigarettes.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy.
And like it is, you know, I go through the same nicotine fit.
You go through the fit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And head up there and put my dollar in.
Because they know you're going to buy and they know.
It's convenient.
What they say, the supply and the demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of economics.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing. And they know you want it bad enough, you're going to pay for it. Like, I went to Prince. And I know Prince is charged. Now, their meat prices are tremendous, I can't even find a word for it. Very expensive. But see, for meats, I don't mind paying my money for it because I know what the hell I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm getting great quality, tender meat for my kids to digest, for me to digest, you know. I know. But everything, man. Just like a habit to me, going to Prince, without even thinking and realizing how expensive they are. I'm sure just how expensive they are from July to December. Now you check this out. From July to December, I was getting my income tax situated straight. I had all my check stubs and everything together. I added all of my checks that I wrote to Prince Grocery Store. It came to $800
just for half a year.
That's right. I kid you, and I'm not exaggerating. I have it right there. I can show. I can pull them out and show you to Prince alone. Yes, indeed.
That's just a little neighborhood. What? Are there any little stores that sell like? Special food like cooked meats and vegetable salad.
Excuse me, babe, do you know what's in Matthew's house?
No. You need some
mattress? Yeah. Here. Okay, we'll get ready. The chain broke. You need a hell special what?
Like kind of special meats and stuff. You can get a sandwich there.
7-Eleven, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For Princess, no.
They have like kosher food sometimes?
Mm-mm. To my knowledge, the only place that you normally can find kosher food is at a Jewish store, a delicatessen, at Publix. Because, you know, Publix has, you know, a variety of foods, you know, of different, you know, nationalities. But every now and then, Prince will sell Cuban sandwiches during lunchtime. Tell you what, tell you the truth, 3/4 of these little corner stores, as long as they got a meat cleaver or a meat slicer or meat whatever, they